to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Man, that song reminds me of the days when TNA was actually good, you know? You know, when TNA was the hottest show in wrestling. You know, when every episode of Impact was phenomenal. I remember the days when I used to rush home from school Fridays at 3 o'clock to turn on Fox Sports Net. Just for Impact, you know. Since then, since that day, I was a fan, man. I slept and I bled total nonstop action wrestling. I bought the DVDs, bought the t-shirts, I went to the shows. That was my life. That was my life. Now, I don't know what the fuck TNA is now. I don't know who these people are. I don't know what they're doing to the company that I once loved and cherished and admired. It's just heartbreaking. It really is. It's heartbreaking to see. And while we're supposed to be celebrating the 13-year anniversary of Total Nonstop Action Wrestling, I sit here in disgust, in disappointment, and in shame. Yeah, my TNA fan card has been shredded. This pay-per-view sucked ass from a straw. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to the TNA Slammiversary 2015 post show. I am Rage, a very disappointed Rage, a very sad Rage, because, you know, these people who paid $45 for this are definitely get their money back. This one was about as predictable as any WWE show that I could have ever looked at. It's a damn shame, man. It's a damn shame when the company you love so much is just leaving you heartbroken and disappointed, you know. 215-253-4516, 215-253-4516, Silver Surfer _ forever on Skype if you want to call in and chime in with your opinion. I don't know what to say, man. This pay-per-view was just chock full of problems, audio issues.
You know, Rage, I take pleasure in dumping on you every chance again, but tonight I can't. I mean, I dump on you because you're my boy, but I can't tonight. I feel the pain inside of you. We did try to tell you he was going down the wrong path, that he was going to get hurt, that this was inevitable, that you was going to be left at the altar. You didn't want to believe it. You didn't want to listen to us. We tried to give you sage sound advice. And we did it because we cared. But I'm done. It'll be all right, Rage. A new day's coming tomorrow, so.
This pay-per-view was slow. Predictable. It just, you know, just didn't feel right at all. It was nice to hear Mike Tenay back at the announcer's booth. I'll say that much. It was nice to hear him. But as far as hearing the Pope, D'Angelo, De Niro at the announcer's booth, I really wish he'd stop.
Yeah, I really wish he would stop. I heard him say, "Oh my God." It didn't sound right.
It really didn't.
I had it on in the background, and I found myself drifting towards every other thing in my mind, but yep. The actual matches. And can you finally admit that King of the Mountain match is ridiculous?
Look, this is what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna save my. We'll talk deeper. We'll get a little deeper into the match later on. But I'll say this. TNA did a huge disservice to the match that I loved. A huge disservice. They made that match into a complete clusterfuck. Totally turned that match into a complete clusterfuck. Hard to follow. Too many pinfalls left and right. It was just too much. Way, way too much. We start off the night with the X Division Championship three-way elimination match. Tigre Uno, Manic, and DJZ. God. DJZ got the spotlight early. And all three wrestlers got knocked down with Rapid Fire Offense. After a reset, Zima chucked Manic over the top rope onto Tigre. See, this is even hard to. I took notes, and it's just, you know, it's just so hard to just try and read this with some excitement in my voice, because it's just sad. It really is for me. It's a disappointing night for me. Zima then flew over the top rope with a flip dive onto his opponents. Back in the ring, Zima hit more high-flying offense, but he couldn't get a fall. Tigregan caught Zima in the corner and nailed him with a split-leg corkscrew moonsault for the pin. Thus, Zima eliminated Tigre Uno. Match continued back in the ring. Manic came back with some close pinfall attempts. Matthew's calling near falls WWE style, which I found funny. Tigre Uno then German suplex manned into the corner turnbuckle and hit a split leg corkscrew moonsault pin for the win. Johnny B. Bad Streamers shout out to celebrate for Tigre Uno. And he remains your X Division champion. Backstage, Jeremy Borash thanks to fans and his business partners for 13 years of service.
It sounded like a goodbye, didn't it? Sounded like a goodbye, didn't it?
It sounded much like a goodbye. That's exactly what it felt like. JB saying it's been an incredible experience working with so many different people. Yeah, it definitely felt like he was about to take his bow, his last, you know, hurrah.
No, it sounded like he was saying goodbye for the company.
Oh, goodbye for the company?
Yeah.
I'm thinking he's out the door, but...
He may be out the door, but it
you can interpret it that way, too, yeah. Definitely. Jeez. He brought in Robbie E. with a different look to talk about his grudge match with Jesse. 5 years later, Robbie said, the goofball Robbie E is gone. He did a babyface promo on Jesse, tried to take away from his love for pro wrestling by trying to injure him. calling Jesse a bitch. in the ring, Jesse Goddard. There's a reason why I don't like Jesse Goddard. I don't like him, period. And his promo tonight basically proved it. He was trying to pull off a Rick Rude and failed miserably at it. His long poses, I should say, and the constant boos, telling people to look at me. Yeah, no. Constantly calling Robbie E a bitch. Jesse paused again to stretch out talking segment, which lasted about 10 minutes. He talked about putting Robbie out of commission for a month. Then TNA suddenly jump cut to Robbie interrupting. Robbie and Jesse fought ringside before the bell sounded, and thus the second match of the night kicked off. Matthews framed this as Robbie wanting to be a better wrestler for those who work on his craft, as opposed to Jesse, who wants to rely on his physique. Yeah. Nah. After a brief stay in the ring, the fight returned to the outside, where Jesse whipped Robbie into the ring steps. Back in the ring, Jesse took his time working over Robbie. Meanwhile, announcers played WWE TV, arguing amongst themselves, very Michael Cole, JBL, and Booker T-ish. The crowd wanted a comeback from Robbie, who responded with a DDT for a close two count. Jesse comes back in the ring with a buckle bomb to give himself some breathing room. Jesse got the advantage later when they returned to their feet. Could not pull away from Robbie. Jesse then got him in a Boston Crab, trying to force a submission. Robbie breaks it. And then Robbie locks on a scorpion deathlock into a death drop. That's getting the pin for the win. Robbie wins that match. JB in the backstage with Matt Hardy, cutting a very weak promo, I should say, very weak, saying his new nickname will be now King of the Mountain. Next match of the night, Matt Morgan and Bram. Matt Morgan comes out to the ring and asks Bram to change it to a street fight. Thus, Bram accepted it. They traded bombs early on in the middle of the ring, but Matt Morgan took control and dominated Bram with trademark offense. Bram had absolutely nothing going on for him. Absolutely nothing. Crawls under the ring. Looking for a turnbuckle hook, and then he starts wailing him with it. Bram worked over Morgan with cookie sheets and chairs and trash cans, anything else he could find under the ring. Matt Morgan picked him up for a choke slam, but Bram elbowed out of it, thus hitting him with a trash can. And then Matt Morgan hit him with a carbon footprint while Bram's holding the trash can. And then Bram locks him up with a DDT onto the chair and a pin for the win.
Now, did Mac Morgan like need money for rent or food or something for him to come back? Just to lose like that? I mean,
see, I
did his unemployment run out or something?
See, I said this earlier on. How many times are they going to screw Matt Morgan over? Seriously? You bring him back only to have him lose. They do it all the time. It never fails. They do it all the time. Like, Matt Morgan is so much better than this. He's better than TNA.
Why would you ask for a street fight, but then don't use no weapons?
Yeah, he really didn't use any weapons. He didn't use anything. This man, he doesn't need TNA. He doesn't. I mean, how many times is he gonna come back and be like, just shoved to the bottom like this? I'm not saying he has to win every match, but come on, the man comes back and first match back he loses. I mean, come on, seriously. Backstage, JB catches up with Ethan Carter III and Tyrus, or Brodus Clay for those. EC3 said everyone will get to see him become TNA World Champion this Wednesday night on Impact, cheap plug. But tonight he has his focus on Mr. Anderson and Bobby Lashley.
So they had a pay-per-view with no championship match.
Nope. Yeah. When you really think about it, they had not a single title match on this card. Not one. In the ring, Austin Aries was unceremoniously introduced to the ring for the next match. Davey Richards was out next for Aries' opponent. Matthews noted the winner of the match will pick the stipulation for match 5 of their TNA Tag Title Series this Wednesday on Impact. Austin Aries and Davey Richards. Aries was the heel in this matchup. They battled on the entrance ramp, and Davey whipped Aries into the ring steps. Aries maintained control for a while, then Davey mounted a comeback. Aries suddenly called for Bobby Roode, apparently disoriented from Davey's early onslaught. Match returned to ringside when Aries squashed Davey into the guardrail, but back in the ring, Aries nailed a twisting missile dropkick. Sending Davey into the corner, Davey blocked a corner dropkick, then an alarm clock kick. But Aries ducked and slapped on the Last Chancery. Davey fought and then swung his foot in the bottom row for a break. Then they reset. Davey comes back with a T-bone suplex, then climbs to the top rope for a flying double stop. He didn't connect with it in full. Goes for a pin attempt, but Aries kicks out. And then here comes Bobby Roode. Roode tries to encourage Aries, but then Eddie Edwards shows up to yank Roode away from ringside, which I found interesting because wasn't Eddie Edwards supposed to be in Mexico tonight? I mean, that was, you know, yes, he was double booked. He was scheduled for Mexico and Slammiversary tonight, but he chose Mexico. So when did he get in from Mexico?
Where's Slammiversary at?
Orlando, Florida.
Probably didn't take long to fly from Mexico to Florida.
Probably so. Where was I? Yeah, Eddie Edwards yanked Roode from ringside, and the confusion Aries rolled up Davey from behind and got a 3 count with a silent hook of the tights. Post-match, Aries asked for the mic, bragged it out, classing Davey Richards. Aries joked about match 5 being a possible Braun Panties match. But then he got serious and said that on Wednesday it will be a 30-minute tag team Iron Man match for the TNA World Tag Team Championships. That will be this Wednesday on Impact. Aries wins. Pretty good match, I'm not gonna lie. It was a decent match for what it was. Yeah, let's try and skip over a little bit. Backstage, JB catches up with Eric Young to discuss his participation in the match. Eric Young basically points out that Jeff Jarrett is his main target in the match. The Dollhouse taking on Brooke Testmarker and Awesome Kong in a handicap match. Basically, the snooze match. Very short. I'm not even going to get into it. But Awesome Kong and Brooke basically win it. This was a snoozer. Nothing interesting. Trust me. Backstage, JV catches up with Magnus to discuss his match with James Storm. Magnus oddly talked about shining with Storm in the ring tonight. The guy tried to bump his wife. It's kind of... Magnus talked about growing up, and TNA said he loves his family and he hates Storm, but he will not try to let the devil out tonight. Definitely felt like a farewell promo, because of course, if you've all heard, if you heard by now, him and James Storm are leaving TNA right about now. In the ring, James Storm was introduced. This was an unsanctioned match, by the way. So they meet in the ring. Magnus sets up a table to try and put him through it, but Storm fights off Magnus. Readjusts the table in the ring. Storm rolls into the ring to cover, but kicks out. They take the fight outside. They take it to the high voltage area, and Magnus ends up kicking Storm into the high voltage area. And thus, the screens on the Titan, the screens on the staging area went awry. It was a very back and forth match. This match ended very. Very, very ridiculous. Like, so both of them grab beer bottles, hit one another. James Storm falls on top of Magnus. 1, 2, 3. Storm wins.
Now, let me ask you something. Okay, you know, heels win, faces win. But when you're supposed to have done something as bad as James Storm did, how could he get the win on top of that? Whether they both leaving or not? I mean, that...
Going off of logic, you know, the heel has had, you know, the upper hand in the feud, right?
That makes Magnus so a bitch who can't take care of his family. I mean, Mickey James needs to go back to John Cena because Magnus can't keep her safe.
Nope. Nope. Absolutely, you're right. Absolutely right. Backstage, JB talks with Drew McIntyre, or Drew Galloway, however you want to call him. Said Drew says he will deal with the Beatdown Clan next week on Impact, but for now they engage in entertaining carnage in the King of the Mountain match. Here's the odd part of the night. So, as the ring was being cleaned up, TNA experienced some technical difficulties. Matthew was heard, then video package music, then generic music was being played, then Matthew's. TNA then stayed with the shot of the ring being cleaned up. Magnus tried to cover the situation but couldn't. But definitely couldn't. So before the ring started, they tried desperately to get this ring cleaned up. They couldn't. You couldn't even hear the announcers, but you know they were bringing them out to the ring. Lashley came out with his Bellator jacket, cheap plug. But again, like they you couldn't hear the announcers. Matthews was speaking and speaking, but he kept on fading in and out and in and out. And then you could hear Matthews and Tanae talking, but you couldn't hear the Pope talking. So you can tell that they really. To this day, they still have these audio issues that are killing them, and they refuse to fix them.
What's the point of fixing it now? I mean, So you're about to lose your house. Do you,
you're about to lose your house.
Do you fix the chimney?
Chimney.
Yeah, do you fix the chimney if you're about to lose
chimney.
Your house?
Chimney.
I said chimney.
It's chimney, not chimney. There's no L in it.
I didn't say Lee.
You said Lee. You said no, chimney.
I said chimney.
Chimney. You said chimney. It's chimney.
Chimney.
Thank you.
I keep saying chimney.
You said chimney.
I said chimney.
You said chimney.
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 But would you get it fixed if you're about to lose your house?
Pretty much. Nope. So, tag team match, Mr. Anderson, Bobby Lashley versus Ethan Carter III and Tyrus. Gosh. This was such a dumb match with four people that especially don't even care about. Oh, gosh. Anderson and Lashley worked over Tyrus, knocked him down on the mat. Basically, Tyrus.
Sorry, double A, call back.
Oh, he called while he's calling. Sorry about that. Double A will be on in a minute. He's calling in. Tyrus tried to nail the spike on Lashley. Lashley ducked and nailed the spear, but EC3 caught Lashley with the 1%er for the win, for the pin and the win. So EC3 and Tyrus grabbed that match. Post-match, EC3 planted a fan's replica TNA title belt and entered the ring to hoist it in the air as we say hello to the boss man, Double A.
The match I want to talk about is the Japanese government against Godzilla, because that match was something else. It took out Godzilla at the end, but it always, you know, Godzilla always comes out on top. Now, granted, this was on a different channel, but still, an entertaining match nonetheless.
Godzilla got beat. No one can beat Godzilla.
They were showing the original Godzilla, a super classic movie.
Okay.
And,
this is anyway,
so wait a minute. So, you know, I'm on my way home.
This isn't.
Did they show the Japanese version or the American version?
It was the American version with Raymond Burr.
Okay.
So I'm on my way home. I'm preparing. I'm going on vacation this week. And, taking care of a few things. And I hear technical problems for TNA.
Yep.
Oh, are we surprised?
No. Technical problems up the ass tonight.
Let me ask you this.
If it ain't fixed, don't break it.
It's not even that. It's like, if you know you're not going to get paid, are you going to put forth your best effort to make things go smoothly? Of course.
Absolutely not.
It's like you work at a minimum. It's like when you work a minimum wage job at the airport, and half the people call out because.
What are you trying to say?
No, I'm telling you, I'm not putting you down, Rage, but I've worked a minimum wage job at the airport, okay? And half the people don't show up because they're not getting paid, and they don't have no benefits, and they don't care.
No, the best way I could explain it is, you go to McDonald's or you go to Burger King, and what should be status quo and should be all uniform. You get a burger that you've had 100 times, and then that 101st time, it just tastes like shit.
Yeah.
That's a minimum wage employee who doesn't care.
That undercooked pink in the middle burger that's like still frozen a bit.
Exactly. And that's what happened. I don't know what the hell happened on that pay-per-view, but nor do I care, by the way. But just sounds like to me, it just sounds like to me that forget everything that's going on in TNA, that they just don't care. Say what you will about WCW at the very end, but this didn't happen.
He's right.
Yeah, I mean, how many years does it take for you to learn how to put on a Purdue show. Seriously, I mean,
I don't get it. I don't get it, and especially a show. I mean, I know that the pay per view is live tonight, and anything can happen on live television. I get that part. I'll give them that much. But a live show that sometimes can be taped 2 months out should have zero problems.
And these problems tonight spanned about 15 minutes. Right about 15 minutes.
Mike, I hope you you still know how to sell air conditioning equipment, because I don't think you're going to have a job in 6 months.
I have to say, though, where was Karen Angle's shirt tonight?
Yeah, where was that shirt? She was wearing some really skimpy shit. She barely had on a thread.
Oh, I'm sorry, Karen Jarrett.
Karen Jarrett. Well, she used to be attractive.
She barely had on a thread. She was never attractive to me. Never.
I thought she was. And then
she's a big
then she married Jarrett. And then she married Jeff Jarrett, and then she started eating all that southern fried food, and never was the same.
That horse face bitch was never attractive. Never.
No, she doesn't have a horse face. But anyway,
she does have a horse face. Exactly.
She does not.
Yes, she does have a horse face, AA. Come on.
I don't think so. But anyway, China, that's a different story. But,
oh, please.
China, you know how the thing was that if an ugly person looks at the mirror can break? The same applies to China, except when she looks at a brick wall. Okay?
Oh, come on.
You know, AA, we could be spending this time talking about something more important that came on tonight. That's the BET Awards. And we missed out on that.
I love the BET Awards. I don't give a shit. I love the BET Awards.
Listen, it really is sad. It really is sad that this is what it's come down to. Perfect. I don't know what happened on this pay-per-view, nor do I care, but all I had to hear was technical problems, and I knew right away where this was going. There is absolutely no excuse for technical problems. None at this point. They should be trying their damnedest to put on the absolute perfect produced show. Forget about the action, forget about the matches. There should be zero issues on this quality
show. You know,
period.
If you clean
but the fact that they can't even the fact that they can't even get the announcers to be heard on television for 15 minutes, that is a major, 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 major. Yeah. That's like doing the rant and all you can hear is Surfer.
You know, if no,
which by the way happened one time.
No. They couldn't hear me. They could hear everybody else. But listen,
whatever.
You know, if their production was tight and cleaned up, it would give the a better illusion they was putting on a better show. But
it
I
would
mean,
at least tell, it would at least tell the audience that they're putting some effort.
But you know, it's like looking at a pile of crap with 3D glasses on.
They return those glasses because they don't work. Jesus, you know what I mean? Well, and they expected people to pay $50 for this?
And no championship matches.
In no championship match because they pulled it off the television, because they pulled it off because they realized the spoiler would have been given away before the pay-per-view. The thing is, face it, folks, I want those buy rates when they come out in 90 days, and, you know, and I want to compare it to, you know, Busty Blonde's Bang Boys that aired on another pay-per-view channel at the same time. And see which one got the better buy. because I'm telling you, it don't look good. It don't look good. I believe WCW's last, I think WCW's last pay-per-view took place in Norfolk, Virginia, and it was sold out. This took place from Universal Studios in Orlando, and I'm sure they had a hard time filling the joint.
So, boy, I'm going to make this quick because I'm pretty sure we have an audience that doesn't even want to discuss TNA anymore. But real quick, the King of the Mountain match, I think you can guess who won that.
Jeff Jarrett.
Pretty much.
Of course he did. It's his match. He's won it before, and now he's a Hall of Famer.
There were so many pinfalls in this match, hard to keep up with.
I didn't even know who was in the match.
Explain to me, what's this penalty box about?
The penalty box is basically, all right, so in order to be eligible hang the belt.
I'm going
to
let you guys go. I'm going to go inside, and probably I'll call back in with the match, okay?
Okay. So, in order to be eligible to climb the ladder and hang the belt, you gotta, get a pinfall or a submission. So, the person who was pinned or submitted will spend 2 minutes in the penalty box outside the ring.
And you really thought this was a great match? I mean,
I thought it was a great match until tonight.
So you're having a bunch of meaningless pinfalls, and then
the pinfalls do mean something.
No,
they do.
It does not.
It locks the person in the cage.
And then where was the belt? Where did you have to get the belt from?
Less people to deal with when you're climbing the ladder and hanging the belt.
How about you beat somebody's brains in and then climb the ladder?
No. Yeah. Still. Yeah. But to me, you're pinning somebody, and then you lock him in the penalty box for 2 minutes, thus less people to deal with. If you're beating them up, they're down, but they still have a chance to get back up and basically pull you down. See, I'm using logic now. They basically have a chance to pull you down and, spoil your plans. You're locking them in the cage for 2 minutes.
So
that's less people to deal with, and it's not a short amount of time, but it's time for you to at least make an attempt or two.
So the WWE does Money in the Bank. They have a bunch of people in the ring, and it's never a problem that there's a bunch of people in the ring, because near the end, everybody's all beat up. So whoever's left standing can climb that ladder and pull down a belt or pull down the briefcase. But in this, in TNA, you got to put people in a penalty box in order to get up that ladder.
You don't have to put them in the penalty box. You'll still have a few people down, but you'll have that one in the penalty box. Or two or however many.
Good boy, Rage.
Because there were so many pinfalls.
It'll be cleansing to you to admit it's a dumb match.
It's not a dumb match, but tonight they just did too
much. It'll be cleansing to you, okay? You'll feel.
It's not.
You'll feel
it's not
that negativity
it's
not a leave
dumb
your
match,
body.
But tonight they just made it look like a very dumb match.
They didn't make it look like a dumb match. It is a dumb match.
It's not a dumb match, but they made it look like a dumb match. All these pinfalls. You're locking like.
Joshie said
five
he missed
people in the field into the cage. I don't know, whatever.
But tell me what the grand total of this pay per view equal to.
The grand total,
yes,
a price amount.
No, I mean like these matches. What are they equal to? What was the purpose? What am I going to get out of this going forward?
Well, the tag team match will be a 30-minute on Wednesday.
And you know who's going to win.
Sorta.
Ain't no sorta. If people are leaving and they're in that match.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, yeah, you can say that. The Dirty Heels will win it.
Well, how are they going to win if one of them's leaving?
See that? Yeah, it's a good question. It's a very good question because Austin Aries, he's most likely going to be out the door. That's true.
So what's going on with the Wolves? What's going on with the Wolves? Are they going anywhere? Or are they staying?
I think the Wolves are going to win it, you know, by default, you know, because Austin Aries is set to leave. This X Division match, I don't know where is that going. Robbie E. Jesse, I don't know where that's going. Matt Morgan Bram, I think Matt Morgan would be stupid to stay at this point. Be totally stupid to stay.
I don't think he's staying. He just probably, you know, he had to eat, the gas bill was late or something. So,
other than that, I don't see nothing else with this pay per view. To me, the only thing I needed to see was the King of the Mountain match, just to see what were they gonna do following this. So I'm going to pay a little attention to that, and if it doesn't lead to anything, then I'm just wasting my time with it. Pretty much. I'm not going to say it was a bad pay-per-view, but it was just boring. Very boring.
Well, it was bad. It can't be good, but boring. If it's boring, it's bad.
I mean, if nothing comes out of Jarrett winning this King of the Mountain match, then I don't know what else to say about it. It's totally boring.
So, what's this about Jarrett buying back most of the company?
That's still a rumor for now, but I'm hearing that he might be trying to buy majority control of TNA.
And like he can afford it. I mean, not that he don't have the money, but what's once he gets control, is he gonna get a better deal with Destination America, or he got better venues to go to? I mean,
I don't know, but if the rumor's true, I mean, it could be something that could sway Destination America to keep TNA. Because, I mean, people say I'm reading too deep into this, but I'm thinking, okay, Jeff Jarrett wins, then to me this might signify that he's successfully got majority control of TNA, and this will be the beginning of the process of TNA becoming Global Force Wrestling. So, because they don't have a full roster, but if you're basically making all of TNA's roster now your roster.
So,
you know, changing the name and it's now Global Force Wrestling.
So that's what you think is going to happen. That's your speculation.
That's how I'm reading into it.
It'll become Global Force, and people will think we were watching something new and different.
Possibly, I'm not sure, but Global Force may not have a full roster, but from what they have. They have a pretty okay roster, and they can build off of that. I'm hearing rumors that AJ might consider going to Global Force Wrestling. I don't think he'll be exclusive to Global Force, but he'll might come. But right now it's all just speculation, and I'm just trying to believe. I'm just speculating at this point. I'm just grabbing at straws because I'm just hoping for something different. As we welcome back AA.
So as I was saying, it was Godzilla against Scooby-Doo and the Harlem Globetrotters in a handicap match. And I gotta tell you, for a second there, I thought Godzilla was gonna go under.
You said the Harlem Globetrotters?
And Scooby-Doo.
Was this the Wilt Chamberlain Harlem Globetrotters?
Yes.
Okay, because it's important that, you know, the Globetrotter, Welter Stilt, that's the team.
And then, and I mean, it just was, oh, what a match. Definitely match, one of the match of the years, for sure.
You know, the Harlem Globetrotter cartoon, they was drawing in Welt like he was part of the team, even though he hadn't been in basketball for, like, years.
Oh, my God.
So you called to talk about Godzilla?
No, I called because, you know.
Make the show interesting.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Am I not making it interesting? Look, I'm just...
This is one of the times it's not your fault, Rage.
I am deep in disappointment right now.
It's not your fault. I mean, you picked a shit thing
to cover.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, there's only so many ways you can cover a pile of shit.
I mean, the rest of us were content with sitting around holding our nuts, but you had to step up to the plate, so.
That's true. I could have, I had a very busy, oh, my God. Well, why the hell are we covering this? there's so many other things that we could do.
Because it's 13th anniversary.
I'm not saying this to be mean, but you're young and dumb. Whatever. That's why you wanted to cover this.
Because I'm young and dumb.
Yes.
No.
I mean, no. See.
I chose to cover this pay-per-view.
Rage. You take these learning experiences, and if you learn and grow from it, then I can understand. Okay.
Well, maybe this wasn't the best.
But if next year, or if you want to cover Bound for Glory, okay, then you didn't learn your lesson.
No, that's it. I'm done with TNA coverage. This is it for me. I'm done. I'm totally done.
And he still won't. See, I told him he could have cleansed himself. He would just admit that King of the Mountain is just a dumb fucking match.
It's not a dumb match, but they made it into a dumb match.
It is a dumb match, okay? It's been exposed, okay?
Not
whatever,
a dumb match.
Whatever rose colored glasses you watched that match with got taken off tonight, okay?
And I don't agree with you. I still think it's an awesome match, but they just turned it into a complete fucking clusterfuck.
Yeah, okay, penalty box. Double A, what's the point of a penalty box?
I just told you.
Well,
I'm asking Double A. I'm asking for his expertise.
I think the penalty box was used to put various members of the Harlem Globetrotters in it.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
You know, and jeez. I was waiting for King Mothra to come in and save Godzilla, but he didn't have a chance.
Oh my jeez. God.
Scooby and Shaggy came in, and then Freddy and Thelma and Dabney.
You know, Scooby, they beat the WWE. They can beat Godzilla, so. I mean, they beat about everybody they've teamed up with. Sandy Duncan.
Phil Donahue.
Don Knox.
What are you two talking about?
They beat Don Knox. It's like those Scooby-Doo, Batman, Robin. I mean, they always come out on top of those Scooby-Doo team-ups. So.
I'm just thinking right now, you know. The Scooby-Doo and Mike Tenay mysteries.
Oh my God. What the hell are you two talking about?
Things that probably are a little bit more
interesting. Makes more sense than what you're talking about tonight. You know, I gave up watching Fallen Skies. I still got to watch that came on tonight. And John Oliver. I could have been watching John Oliver right now.
Listen. I got to watch BattleBots. I got to watch John Oliver.
Rage, let's be frank here. I know you were late because you had a family emergency. But wait a minute. Hold on. Let's hear me out. Don't you think?
I don't like where this is going.
No. when you realized you were going to be late, tell me. Did you panic or did you be like, eh?
I'm gonna tell you a rule, right? Let me tell you a rule, okay? Now I go on 5 o'clock, okay? That means I'm home by 4 when I'm out on Sunday. I'm out every Sunday. And if I'm going to be late past 4 o'clock, you know, I give myself that half hour buffer. And if I know I'm gonna be past 4:30, then the first thing I do is text Double A and tell him I got a problem.
Which I did.
When? At what time?
When you were going off the air.
Okay, that's too late. See, you were supposed to go on at 7.
And you...
You should have been home by 6, okay? You couldn't get home by 6. At 6:30, that's when you text Double A.
Yeah, not at 6:50.
And you could have texted me, too, since I'm on the air going off early, so I could end my recording and get it ready for you.
Surfer, that's besides the point. I want to know that when he realized he was going to be late, did he panic or did he just went...
Oh, well, fuck it.
Oh, well.
No, I actually panicked.
Because, you know, this is one of those instances where probably most people would have been like, eh. You know, I'd be more concerned with missing, a new episode of Facts of Life or something. And they haven't made a new episode of Facts of Life in 30 years.
How come that hasn't gotten a reboot? I mean, you get Full House, the iCouple came back on the TV for the upkeep time.
Do you want to see them all reunite? Do you want to see Natalie and Tootie?
No,
and
I mean, Blitzer like, you get a new generation of girls. And maybe Tootie is now Mrs. Garrett, yeah.
Mrs. Garrett's still alive? Girls! Girls, girls!
Get that butch chick to come back and run the school.
Joe?
Yeah.
Do you even know what we're talking about, Rage?
No, I don't.
Oh, the facts of life.
I refuse.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take.
You know, George Clooney started on the facts of life.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting to know.
Man, the facts of life did that. It made an impression on this young men growing up, watching these women go through these young girls go through their trials and tribulations, and learn from their mistakes and grow, and it helped us grow as men.
This is the worst day of my broadcasting career.
No, it's not your fault.
It's the worst.
So is TNA's.
You just said it wasn't my fault.
I don't.
You said so is TNA. So
you know, Rage, when you walk through the horse stable and you come home and you still have that smell on you, whose fault is that?
So you're implying that this is also my fault.
I'm just saying, like, you know, if you walk into a horse stable and you still have that smell on you, you know, you might have tracked it on the bottom of your shoes.
Double A, are you implying that this is my fault?
That TNA is terrible? No. I'm blaming you for other things, but not that.
Oh, for other things? What other thing?
Diary of Wimpy Kid is on.
Fuck
that! All right, so what is your grade for this, Rage? Since this is, you know.
I'll give it a D- for effort.
You know, we need Lee right now to do impromptu freaks and effing geeks.
Let me see if I can pull some magic here. Hold on. Give me 2 seconds.
I'm giving this a D minus.
A B minus.
I said a D
minus. Oh, a D minus.
Because that Austin Aries, that Austin Aries Davey Richards was actually pretty good.
I'm going to see. Maybe we can get Lee to call in just to give his thoughts on the pay-per-view that he didn't see.
He didn't watch it?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I was talking to him during the King of the Mountain match. He didn't watch it.
You know what? Lee realized life is too short for him to waste precious minutes we have left on this earth on this, okay? See, I feel closer to the grave than I did a few hours ago. So.
That too was my fault?
Great, I'm not blaming you. I'm just telling you. I mean, I'm just telling you how I feel. I mean, I'm gonna do some deep prayer tonight. You know, because I need those precious moments back. You know, I'm at an age where, you know, it can all come to an end. And I'm walking down the street, and the next thing you know, I'm floating away from my body, and I don't want that.
It was only 3 hours.
I want to stay around another 50, 60 years, so.
You'll live. It was only 3 hours.
Hey, 3 hours is precious.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Other than John Oliver, and what was the other show? What else could you have been doing in there?
Let's see.
Besides beating off the porn.
Moving his bowels.
I did that. I had a good one, too. Just when the King of the Ring started.
Oh my god.
TNA really, really, really cleaned me out. Cleaned me out.
Woo! Oh my god.
Oh god.
Hey, I recommend that. If you've been constipated, Slammiversary, man. Throw the tape on. It'll do the job for you. Oh, here we go.
As we now say hello to lead champion Maya, the host of Freaks and Effing Geeks.
Yo.
Prudes, grapes, apple, orange juice. I mean, no. It took this pay-per-view for Surfer to go to the bathroom.
Wow. Yo, so, like, this pay-per-view was so full of shit. Are you saying Surfer was so full of shit? It took this pay-per-view?
Nah, just, you know, I was watching it, and it called, and whatever was on this broadcast, it I feel lighter. I feel brighter. I almost flew after that.
You know what? I had zero interest in this at all, and Rage never asked me to join him, so I was like, "Cool, I'm free." So then,
it's not that I didn't ask; I was in the middle of stuff.
So let me finish. So after that, right before it was about to start, I was like, "Let me go ahead and call him." And I didn't hear anything, so I didn't know all that was going on. So the right before the pay per view was over, I was like, "Yo, how is it?" And then he called me. And he's like, the main event's about to start. I'm like, anything happen? He's like, no. I'm like, anything? And I felt bad he spent, like, a portion of his life watching this. So then he's like, well, the main event's about to start. And then 2 minutes later, he's like, oh, Jarrett just got pinned. I was like, already? I mean, they rushing this along. Then he's like, oh, like, 10 minutes later, he's like, Jarrett just hung the belt up. And the thing, I don't know if Rage mentioned it already. And I thought about this before I even looked it up, because I was on the phone with him. I looked it up. So all they did was take that legend / global / TV championship and they made it into that King of the Mountain championship. So that one title has been 4 different things.
Kind of like that world title that Lex Luger held for one day.
For one day. It's ridiculous. The sad part is that when I went to go look it up, because he said King of the Mountain Championship, I was like, are you serious? So I went to go look it up, and that whole time Abyss won that championship and never defended it, like, they kept his title reign going up for, like, so he's had that, he's recognized as being a TV champion for over a year. Never defended a championship.
Yeah, because, you know, he was Joseph Park, so.
Well, no, what I'm saying is that, like, he had the championship, and then they rendered it inactive. Kurt Angle did, I guess, like over a year later. But he still recognized the longest reign at TNA. Oh, gosh, I tell you. So Rage is watching the stream. I guess as soon as Jeff Jarrett hung the title up, they cut it off right away. He couldn't even see what happened. I was like, TNA is just... So the interesting thing is, when I pull up Global Force, it shows all of these companies he's partnered with. The first one being TNA.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I just can't. I just can't. And somebody had a. I don't know. We really have to talk about this. Look, Randy posted.
And I was talking about Godzilla versus Scooby Doo in the Harlem.
You should do Freaks, Neff, and Geeks right now. Impromptu show.
Oh, not at midnight. Server.
I got an early day tomorrow.
We got early day tomorrow. Look, this is Server's way of getting on the show. You see how slick he is, Double A?
No, I'm just saying. It's like this is derailed from talking about TNA like 20 minutes ago.
This is his way of being a part of the clique. This is like when Dusty got up there in the Hall of Fame and he put Flair and him on the spot and asked to be an honorary horseman. Like, they gonna say no?
Yeah.
I'm just fucking with you, Surfer. No. So, Randy posted a picture of, apparently Nikki Bella made a comment about she wants to unify the NXT championship with Divas championship. Uh-huh. She's like Kevin and John beat her to it. When they done, she want to challenge Sasha. But look, first off, Paige already had both championships at the same time. They didn't recognize it that way. Yep. But whatever. Oh, that's right. We're supposed to be talking about TNA. So Davey Richards showed up, huh?
No. Well, wait a minute. Yeah, he did. He went against Austin Aries.
No, he didn't wrestle, did he? Ray said he didn't wrestle.
Hold on. I don't know. I just saw the results. It was Austin Aries. That match could have been, for all we know, that could have been taped the other day.
It could have been. We would never know. This whole fucking pay-per-view could have been taped.
And we don't know.
That little short shit heat rage.
He's taking a shit.
Sounds like it.
I didn't.
That's goodness, not great. No. Rage, Davey Richards wrestle?
He wrestled, but Eddie Edwards came out middle of the match.
Okay, and so who wait, because I don't know if you know him apart. Who wrestled Rage? Which one of them wrestled?
It was Austin Aries, and it was Davey Richards. Let me check.
Well, he was there, basically.
Yeah, he was there.
Did he wrestle?
No, he didn't wrestle. Oh. This was just a one-on-one match.
What was the purpose of it?
To determine his stipulation for their fifth match.
You know what the purpose of it was? They needed somebody else to be in that King of the Mountain match, so they put Bobby Roode in it. So that way they didn't have either that or because of Davey Richards. At first said he wasn't going to come, and they already advertised that match. He screwed everything up. I believe that that whole series was supposed to culminate at
this Wednesday.
No, I think it was supposed to be originally Bound for Glory. Yeah. I mean, what is it? Slammiversary, but Dave Richards screwed it up.
Yeah, it was supposed to finish up at the pay-per-view, but it already finished up.
If Big Tone is listening, he does not believe that EC3 won. It already happened, Big Tone. It happened.
And I read a little thing that when EC3 came out to the ring today, somebody was holding a replica championship belt, and he took the belt and he put it over his shoulder.
Yeah, he did.
He told the camera, "You know what? I'm doing this just because it feels right."
Serious?
Because he was not the world champion on the pay per view tonight.
I don't even know how to. Let me ask you a question. What's name of a promotion that was just like hard? I mean, this embarrassing on the way out. I can't think of. Maybe I wasn't that judgmental back then.
Maybe the AWA at the very end.
I guess. I mean, were they still putting on? I mean, at least something decent. Or well, yeah, I guess so because Lawler had that belt, right?
No, it was Larry Zbyszko, and they were doing the Team Challenge series. And
Zbyszko. I'm sorry, I've never been a Larry fan. Like, I don't mind him behind the booth, but he's okay. But in the ring, I never really cared for Larry.
I like Larry.
He didn't. Well, you know what I think? I didn't like Larry. I think I didn't mind Larry previously, but he did not belong to Dangerous Alliance. It's always somebody who just doesn't fit with me, and he was the one. It was like, you know, they could have been fine without, because with him, that's five guys, right?
Yeah.
Five guys, but he didn't belong. They could have had their little own version of Four Horsemen, Rick Rude, like they originally intended. Rick Rude, Steve Austin, Arn Anderson, and, Bobby, and it would have been fine. Here comes Larry Zbysko to stake it all up. He didn't belong. He didn't defeat Eric Bischoff either.
By the way, here's a little bit of our Rantium facts. Today alone, we broadcast more live programming than TNA did.
Wow. Here's another TNA fact. First time ever, a pre-show done live from Penn Station.
Well, that's...
Okay.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Well, next time you should do it from a Burger King bathroom.
I'm kicking myself for not recording those 25 minutes.
So Rage, did you glory hole it tonight, or you just share the stall?
You know what, for that one, Rage,
we
should do, Rage. We should go into our, have a little meeting and decide if we want to make Surf an honorary freaking geek. I think after that comment, I think he yeah.
You playing with me, Lee?
We'll talk about it. I'm on the line of not giving it to him
because Rage thinks you're stalking him. So since we got both of y'all on the line, can we clear this up? Why do you comment on every post he posts?
No, I don't comment on
everything. You know what? Fuck it. Let's do that.
First of all,
why do you do that?
I don't comment on everything he says.
Yes, you do.
But second,
you do it on almost every single fucking
post. He screenshot him and sent it to me. It was like five or six of them. Surfer for real, don't you?
He put stuff online, and then if I see
my goddamn business, what I put on my fucking face.
You know, I make some comments, sometimes I don't. But
you know, it's not make some comments. You do it all the time, sir.
But we got it. Listen, we got into it
all the time, and then all of a sudden, you want to bring up my sex life into it.
We got into it. This is why we got
to bring a sex life in.
What is it? What is your fascination?
Are you gonna let me talk? This is how we got
in.
This is
how my question.
I'm about to answer your question. This is how we got into it. When he put that he was NJM Punk, I said to him, Rage, you have an identity crisis. He goes, no. And I said, well, just stick with one name and be proud of it. His reply was, fuck off. So if you're going to talk
really
to me that
way. You did. Yeah, you got
so
really
if you're going
to
talk.
I told you to fuck off. Huh?
So no, but, if you're going to talk to me that way, then, it's fair game.
And then you proceeded to dig, and then you proceeded to talk about my sex life.
Let's take it back to Clarence Thomas and Anita. And then you proceeded to harass him. You harassed him for for the remainder of that day, a couple of days actually.
Yes, you did.
Well, because he would post something. No. This is the same thread. He said something. I said something back.
He sent me the screenshots. It was totally different. Oh my god, it was totally different ones, dude.
But I post on my Facebook is my goddamn business.
Yeah, but when I go on my news feed,
I'm not commenting,
and I see what.
I'm not commenting on your shit 24/7.
You know what? You know what, Rage? You know what I don't do? I don't post every random thought that comes in my head. I don't get upset over things.
On Facebook, it's an open.
I don't get up
like my Twitter is.
You know, people don't learn. You know, when
it's an open journal.
You know, the things you post on Facebook will come back to bite you in the ass one day.
Okay, whatever, and I'll deal with that. But when it comes down to me and you. My Facebook is my Facebook, and I say what the hell I want, and you don't have to comment on every goddamn thing.
He's sitting there talking about, this is a slap in the face. Because
you don't see me commenting on your shit.
I don't post stupid shit.
Yes, you don't. So what? You don't see me commenting on your
because,
shit every
yeah,
time.
Anything I post, I post.
You don't see me talking about how much pussy you're getting on
you
a
know
daily
what?
Basis.
You know, I put thought behind the things I post. I don't just randomly post shit.
Am I sitting here coming on, oh, you don't get no pussy, sir, because you're a fat ass? No, I ain't saying that shit. No, am I? No.
So, Rage, I got to dig at you somehow.
Hey, Rage, let me ask you a question. Rage, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? Like,
yeah, I never called you a fat ass.
Bitch. Let me ask you, Rage. Is anything off limits? Like, is anybody else listening or I can ask you anything?
Go ahead, listen. No, cool. Nobody's.
Yo, what's up with your girl? Yo, not your girl, but like your old girl that's called in before. She been tripping lately on her page. What's up with her?
Who exactly are you talking about?
You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, her. Yeah,
everybody on this call know who I'm talking
about.
I think everybody on this call is friends with her. What's up with her? You know, why she acting all crazy all of a sudden?
She's on some complete other shit.
Yeah.
We got into an argument about...
She's like a surfer. She's like the female version. You know how when Rage just say some crazy shit out of his mouth? She's like the female version of him right now. Like, some of the shit she posted, like, crazy stuff. Like, what was the one about the women or the women need to get what you can? I forget. Some crazy Rage shit.
You
know, shit.
People got to realize that what you post online, that shit is there forever. And it will come back. You know, yep, you're trying to get a you're trying to get yourself a good job. You think these employees don't Rage check your Facebook?
Go ahead, Lee.
Rage posted something about Amy Winehouse, and she just went.
She started going in about how she don't have any. She doesn't feel sorry about her. She was a fucking crackhead. She didn't have any talent anyway. I'm like.
That's the only issue I had with the fact when she was talking about, because I don't think she ever heard the music she was talking
about. Of course she did.
She ain't had no talent. Because I like Amy Winehouse. I was like,
what? I love her.
But Amy Winehouse did get fucked. We had a whole discussion about this. Like, when I was fucking, when this video I sent you and all that, like when she was conking out on stage. I mean, that's all. Yeah. It's out there, but she went the fuck in. Like, on your page, yo. That's the thing. Since you talk, and I thought about it when you talked about surfing, because like, how do y'all feel about when you post something on your personal page, not a group, but your personal page, and one of your quote unquote friends just go in like that, like just start going the fuck off because they don't like what you posted on your page.
Yeah, surfer.
First of all, I don't get upset over the things you post. Half the time, I'm just messing with you, and you it's easy.
Half the time,
to pull your strings, Rage. That's what
you
don't
sit there and talk about the lack of pussy that I'm getting.
Well, because it's easy to pull your strings. Okay, okay. Listen,
yo, you was kind of concerned about him.
Hey, Lee. You're
you
not,
are. You
hold
are
up. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up.
Answer my question. Why are you so fascinated about my sex life?
Rage, watch this. Lee, you're not getting none.
Oh, wow, okay.
Who are you talking to?
See, I just said that to Lee, and Lee, it doesn't bother him because he knows the truth.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but that's Lee. You're talking to Rage.
Okay, so why would you let it bother you, though?
Because I want to know what's your goddamn fascination with my sex life.
I don't have a fascination with sex life. I'm fucking with you.
Why are you always bringing it up?
Because I like fucking with you half the time because you talk shit.
Do I talk about Joe? But do I talk about you? And how your ogre looking ass ain't getting any?
Oh, how would you know that?
Yo, I'm telling you. You know what I think? You know what I think? And Surfer, this is not a shot at you, so please. See, Surfer, he already told me I wasn't getting that. So since he told that, and I didn't take offense, I'm telling you, he's not going to take offense. I'll break it up.
No, you're good.
Okay. Surfer said, what'd you say, Surfer? You got like a bad foot or like, what did you say? Something was wrong with, I forget. Most older dudes, it seems like, who like have like a bad like wheel or something. For some reason, they always get pussy. I'm telling you, it's like making the strength from that bad leg go to that. go to that dick. Because I'm seeing him eating that. I'm telling you, Surfer probably got him lined up. You know, I'm saying. Now, the thing with Surfer is this.
I'm a one woman man. I never.
Bullshit. Okay. Since he just said that, you know what I think about Surfer, though? Because, see, listen, we don't know. Oh, we've seen Surfer, but we don't know. For all we know, this motherfucker could be on the run. That's why he on. Surfer is probably married with like 5 children.
Nah, never been married.
No,
6. I'm thinking 7.
First of all, if I had 7 children, that would make me sloppy.
The only person, the only person more mysterious that's been on the air is Wario. Surfer's up there though, and only why Surfer's up there because we've seen Surfer, and because for a while we didn't even hear Wario, but then Wario, when we start, you know, him and Lex started. That's when we heard or heard Wario, but Surfer, shit. It, now, maybe certain things Surfer may share with some people and not others, but I tell you this much, yo, and that shit he got in that that fucking that damn trench coat, it's like Cloak from Cloak and Dagger.
I don't have a trench coat.
Yo, he got that Inspector Gadget shit, yo, for real. When you see Surfer coming down the street, you be like, da 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 da.
Dude, I don't have a trench coat.
I'm telling you.
Oh my God.
Go, go, Gadget, drink. And that Pepsi popped out that shit. That should be the start of his show. Da 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 da. You know they come up with a new version. Go Gadget, go go Gadget beverage, okay? When you ask for Freaks and Geeks, you don't get that shit tonight. Oh my God, you asked for it.
Oh my God. Oh.
Yo, 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 Rage, what month did you see Surfer in? What month was it? Did y'all meet?
Oh my God, it was it was like October, right?
Yeah, he had it
No, no, August.
It was still warm.
Yeah, it was there, it was during the summer, yeah.
Oh, he had a trench coat on.
Come on now, what am I, flashing? Yeah,
down here in Baltimore, it's a little, it gets a little chilly around that time.
He had a cane with him.
He had that trench, he had that trench coat, boy, and the satchel.
He had
and that damn, and that Comic-Con, and that Comic-Con pamphlet. I was like, where did you get that from?
Pamphlet?
The Comic-Con little freebie thing. Anything they was giving away for free, he had. Anything they was fucking
what
giving
away. What pamphlet are you talking about?
I'm talking about the first time I met you. Let me tell you, the funny part was this, right? So the first time me and Surfer met, they got two at Baltimore Comic-Con, at least that year that we first met. They had two food courts, and they both were on opposite side of the, not even really food courts, two food stands.
Well, I didn't know there was a second food court.
I didn't know either until I talked to you on the phone. And you were like,
I went to the one that I've seen in there.
And I went to the one I saw. And okay. Didn't know they were the opposite one. So, for the longest time, I thought Surfer, because I joked about it so much, I thought Surfer looked like Mo from Men on a Mission. That's who I thought I was going to see. This bald guy with a little bit of gray goatee and a short dude. I didn't realize the Surfer was tall, had hair,
big,
Jerry curl, like
a dead Jerry curl.
No, it's not a Jerry curl. You know his hair like Eddie Griffin from off. You ever see Eddie Griffin, how he had like the Michael Jackson, like he take the hat off and it kind of flows? Surfer had that. So I was like, so he's on his phone. And Surfer, double layer, you talk about going back. Surfer had fucking flip phone still. So he's on his phone. He's on his Nokia. And no, wait, hold up. That was the second time I saw you with the Nokia. You had the boost the first time.
I had no all boost.
All right, so he's on the Nokia. And so while the words are coming out the phone, I see this dude burning a hole through me looking. I'm like, oh shit, a Surfer. And instantly, we just got together. Now, the second time, this is the thing with Surfer. I don't think Surfer isn't, we say Surfer's cheap. Surfer's only cheap on certain things so he can enjoy other things. So I think that he's like, okay, I'm not going to spend that much money on this, but then I'll go all out on this. Because when he went inside that magic satchel, he put out this fucking, I don't know if it was an iPad or what it was. He had the Wi-Fi on there, and he pulled out some other thing and some other device and this, that. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? Surfer's off the hook, boy. Ain't spent a dollar. He ain't spent, his whole trip to Baltimore this last time he came to Comic-Con probably was under $10. Nah, he bought food. I said under $20 from Philly to Baltimore for 2 days. I don't know, did you come all 3 days or just two?
I only came two because I didn't plan Friday.
Okay, so you came Saturday and Sunday. Bus ride was a dollar both ways, right?
So it was a little bit more than that.
So So I
could have came down that Friday, but I didn't get the right bus tickets. So I would have gotten there like 8 o'clock in the morning, and then would have been leaving like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
And then you got into it with the bus driver, right?
No.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
No, I was.
When I was looking at the back issues, this poor guy asked us how we were doing. He's like, how you guys doing? I was like, fine, just looking for some back issues. He's like, well, right there, buddy. How am I doing? Well, first off, I come down here from Philly, okay? And then he went into this whole story about how miserable his bus ride was. And the guy's looking like, damn, I ain't asked for all that. And I'm sitting there laughing, and I'm like, all right, sir, let's go. They ain't got what I want. He telling this dude about something that he wanted this bus driver to do and the bus driver didn't do. And Surfer was pissed.
I want my money's worth.
And he only spent $1. Oh, he spent $1.
No, the only thing that bothers me about the bus is when it's late. And it's been, like, every time I go to Baltimore, it's fucking 3-4 hours late.
By the way, I'm going to Newark Comic Con, and Michael Jai White is going to be there.
I like to see Michael Jai White, but ain't no fucking way I'm going to Newark.
Oh, fuck you.
I met Michael Jai White. You going to get a copy of Magic City signed when you go see him?
No. You're going to get a copy of Black Dynamite.
What is it? Chocolate? No, it's Chocolate City.
No, I'm getting Black Dynamite. Train wreck of a night, I swear to God.
Somebody said that went straight to DVD. Is that true?
What? Yeah.
Chocolate City.
I don't know. They
went straight to DVD.
Did you watch it?
You think I'm going to watch that shit? No.
You said you want to see sex tapes. Why wouldn't you want to see Chocolate City?
Because what the fuck am I going to see male stripper for?
With your girl, you want to see dudes have... Okay. Shit, I'm not going to do it with you tonight. You said you watch Chris Brown or Ocho Cinco, but then you don't want to see Magic.
Yeah, because they're fucking girls.
Well, you think they're not going to be fucking girls in this movie?
Yeah, but I don't want to watch male strippers.
Well, tell us that when you.
I'm watching sex tapes for shock value, pretty much. That's
shock
it.
Shock value.
Shock value. That's not why you watch a sex tape, Rage.
Goddamn
shock
business.
Shock value. Come on, shock value. Some better excuse. Shock value.
It is. It's shock value.
What's shocking about it?
Fact that I'm looking at some A-lister fucking.
What? You act like they do that?
Oh, God.
Say what?
You act like that they don't do that?
It's not that they don't do it. It's just they act like they don't do it.
No. Rage, you want shock value? Get a video of an A-lister taking a shit. Then you can come and tell us that that's shocking.
That's not shock value. That's disgusting.
So, did you ever watch the R. Kelly tape?
Yeah, did you ever watch the R. Kelly tape?
Yeah, he did, because it took too long to answer.
I know.
Pervert. Just say you watched it.
Are you going to fucking shame me for watching it?
Or did you watch the whole thing?
Are you going to shame me for watching it?
Right. You watched the whole thing, didn't you?
You've already answered, so just...
Okay, but are you going to shame me for saying that I watched it?
Care less. I don't care.
I saw it.
Of course. I've seen it. Of course you did. You've seen every celebrity known to man at this point.
And it's disgusting. It was foul. It was sickening.
You sat through and watched the whole thing, though, didn't you?
Yeah, for research.
Watched him screw an underage girl.
And you're making it sound like
I enjoyed this shit.
It's child pornography. Why would you watch it?
Leave me alone.
Let's run down the list of celebrities and let's see if Rage has seen it, yes or no. That's all you gotta say, Rage.
Yeah, have you seen the Michael Jackson tape?
What Michael Jackson tape?
Have you seen the Mike Tyson tape?
What Mike Tyson tape?
Alright, let me go through the list. Kim Kardashian, Ray J, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Pam Anderson and Tommy Lee.
Absolutely.
Pam Anderson and Bret Michaels.
Not yet.
Not yet. Paris Hilton and Rick Solomon. Huh?
Of course.
Let's see. Who else? Who else is there? There's Erin Andrews.
She has a tape?
That was a
what? Where is this?
Gonna look for it now.
That was a whole scandal, Rage.
Whoa! I gotta. Oh,
she has a teep. She has a teep.
Whoa!
Teep. Where is this?
Give me some other. Colin.
You gotta dig.
Colin. Name is escaping me, Surfer. Colin, the Australian guy.
Colin Quinn.
In Fight Club. Come on.
Ed
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell.
Oh, Colin Farrell.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay, Fred Durst.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Dustin Diamond.
I've seen that one.
Ew.
You saw the Dirty Sanchez?
I was throw up. I couldn't stand to watch that. That was real. Did he really shit on somebody? What did somebody shit on him?
So far, with the exception of one or two.
Now you got to dig into like the people that think that are celebrities but really aren't.
Okay, what about the people from Survivor and stuff?
There haven't been any tapes that I know of that came from Survivor. No.
There's stuff that I think that are out there. Let me think. Help me out, Surfer. You probably know about some of this stuff too.
No, I don't, honestly, because I don't look for celebrity porn, to be honest. Hogan, right?
Hulk Hogan.
Seen bits and pieces of it.
Hogan really did one for real.
Yeah. Yes, he did with Bubba the Love Sponge's wife.
Oh, that's right. I remember y'all reported
this. This supposed to be a Beyonce one out there.
Really?
That's the rumor.
With who?
Not sure.
Judah Campbell, who?
I'm telling you right now. You reported on it. The second. Sunny one hits.
J-Lo.
Okay, I got the complete list of celebrity sex tapes. Farrah Abram.
Seen it.
Tyson Beckford.
Haven't seen it.
Okay. Dustin Lance Black.
Haven't seen that one.
Okay. Now the Chinese one you probably don't know.
He said the Chinese one.
Chuck Berry.
Oh?
Chuck Berry?
Yes. Oh, damn sex tape.
This was supposed to be a sex tape.
Whatever.
He ate somebody's shit.
Montana Fishburne.
Of course.
Tanya Harding.
Whoa, she got a tape? You're talking about the skater Tanya Harding?
The one who beat the hell out of Nancy Kerrigan with the
Well,
it wasn't her, it was her.
I gotta look for that one. I haven't seen that one.
John Wayne Bobbitt.
No.
Wait, he do his dickless?
Yeah. Jeremy Jackson.
From yeah.
Oh, all right. Eve Jeffers.
She threw a dick out the window.
Karen Steffers? Whatever her name is.
Come on, I've seen all of hers. Come on.
Yes, Jenna Lewis.
You talking about Superhead? Nobody can handle. None of them niggas can handle Superhead. None of them. They always run. They all weak. None of them can handle her. Damn, Eddie from the Family Matters will marry her. Dummy.
I've seen the Hoops one.
Rob. Shaq. What about Rob Lowe?
Rob Lowe? No, and I wouldn't even watch it.
Bam Margera.
Oh yeah, I've seen his.
Oh god. Carrie Prejean?
No.
Kid Rock?
Oh yeah.
Let's see. Tom Sizemore.
Oh my god, no.
Tila Tequila.
Oh god, I've seen all of hers.
I thought you said you hated her.
I hate her, but I've seen them all. She just put out another one like a year ago.
Oh my god. Well,
it's just her doing acting. Her taking it up the ass.
For those of you that are wondering, yes, we are still talking about TNA Slammer.
So if
TNA, all right.
If a Nikki Bella tape came up, would you watch it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What about an Awesome Kong one?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
What about lesbian sex tape with Nicole Bass and China? Would you watch?
Who's the top?
God.
Nicole Bass.
I'll watch it, but I'll sit there in like shock and awe.
Nicole Bass and China doing Two Girls, One Cup.
No, I wouldn't watch that.
But you watch Two Girls in One Cup.
I've seen Two Girls in One Cup. Who hasn't?
Me.
And you know what? I haven't
seen Two Girls, One Cup.
No.
I still have not been able to get past the first 3 seconds.
Me too. Lee, we're on the same vibe here.
Okay, Double A, we got to do this. We got to.
No.
We got to do it.
I'm out. I'm not. You know?
Come on, we got to do it.
A second in, I'm out. I can't. I'm not. It's not for me.
Once I saw the parting of the ass, I was done. So sick. I can't do it.
I'm going to tell you.
Come on, let's do the reaction. Let's do a, like a reaction thing.
First of all, yeah. that's so outdated at this point. Second, I'm sure there is.
Enraged.
There's a lot of.
I bet you didn't realize you. I bet you didn't watch Two Girls One Cup. I bet you watched the trailer.
Is there like a whole one? I've seen the. There was like a two, maybe three minute video that I've
seen. That's the trailer. That's not the whole movie. The
whole thing. Is there like a whole thing?
There's a whole movie, yes.
Well, shit, I could get past the trailer then.
I don't think it's real, to be honest with you.
You really don't think it's real?
No.
You know what, Double A? Even if it's fake, it's enough to make me sick.
You know, scat movies is a real thing.
Oh, gosh. It's the same, though, you know why I blame myself, though? Because I saw a reaction video. I went on this. I was on YouTube one day bored. This was obviously years ago. And I was looking at a reaction video or something else. The whole time these people are doing these reaction videos for this Two Girls, One Cup, they never said what it was. They just were like, oh, my gosh. So the more they did that, the more I wanted to see it. I hunted and hunted and hunted and hunted down until I finally found a version of it. And that song. That that stuck in my mind for fucking months because I was just so disgusted, and I literally wanted. I mean, you talk about just grossed out. It was worse than me seeing maggots.
You know the best two reaction videos. There's one.
There's the best two
reaction videos. The one with Kermit the Frog where he watches it and goes, and then at the end. He squirts lotion into his hand, right?
Oh.
And then the next one, Kermit is showing it to Ralph, the dog, right? And Kermit's like, and when it's over, Ralph goes, what's the big deal?
Well, the worst one I've seen is, because Ralph is a dog, and he probably, the worst one I've seen is, but the funniest one, one of the funniest ones I've seen, rather, is one where this dude showed it to his grandmother.
Oh, come on now.
Oh no! I've seen. There's been a couple that I've seen where they show it to their grandparents, and I've laughed my ass off.
I know it's so funny when the grandparents are sitting up there. Like, who has the nerve to show that shit to their grandma? But
have you watched the BME Pain Olympics?
Yes, we had live reactions on the air one time.
Have you watched the BME Pain Olympics?
Did you hear what I just said?
Oh, to that.
He ain't listening to you.
I am listening. I'm
his own shit. That's how
to that. No, to that video though.
We've done various videos from that website.
Hey, Double A. Next time you know how you go on that thing where you go and you get those folks to
yeah.
Next time you get one of them one day and they stop and listen to you, you should have challenged them to watch something crazy like that. See if yeah.
Hey, Rage. You're on a computer now.
Yep.
Okay, go to meatspin.com.
Meatspin?
Yes.
Whatever that is, I'm not going to because I'm pretty sure it's going to gross me out.
No. We're going to get a live reaction from Rage. And it's spelled exactly how I said it.
Meatspin.com.
Yes.
Meatspin. I tried to go on my phone. Okay, I guess I got to go on the computer.
You got to go on the computer for it.
Okay.
All right, we're gonna let Rage do it because, you know, that way we can get a live reaction from him.
So I got to watch this whole thing through.
You won't make it very far.
Oh
Oh, I don't even want to know.
Jason.com.
Okay.
It's a loading.
God, that sounds gross.
I've seen this before.
Of course you have.
I've seen it before, though, but ugh.
All right, well, anyways. The thing is that one of my favorite videos of that, the reaction was the grandmother who was like, oh my God. And she goes, Jackie, what's wrong with you? You need help.
That sounds like I'm trying to think. I think it was one with this dude, like, got his grandmother to do the cinnamon challenge. That shit was hilarious. Why the hell he would do that? Because you realize somebody could really, really get injured with that shit. Like, their throat closes up.
Yeah.
Water doesn't do anything. Crazy ass people. Rage. How many challenge? Have you ever done the cinnamon challenge, Rage?
No, I haven't done it.
Have you done the fire challenge?
I won't do the fire challenge.
Have you done the cracker challenge?
The what?
Have you done the cracker challenge or
no.
Marshmallow challenge or anything like that? There's a whole bunch of challenges out there.
No.
What about what's the one where you suck your lips?
I'm not doing that shit. No.
Why is it one?
The Kendall Jenner one? No.
There what? The Kendall Jenner.
Kendall Jenner challenge.
Try to make
you
look pouty like Kendall Jenner.
Oh, hell no.
That shit is painful, and people's lips be like exploding when they do that. That shit is painful.
I want to just let everybody know that there are people on the internet, even though they did not buy the pay-per-view, are demanding a refund.
You joking?
No.
That didn't buy the pay-per-view. I want a refund too. Shit, I don't blame them. I want a refund.
Huh.
I want a two hour lifespan refund from them. A 3 hour lifespan refund.
Apparently Bram has re-signed with TNA.
Of course he did.
Where else are you going?
Somebody put up their Magnus and James Storm wanted out of their contracts.
They got it.
They're gone.
There's a whole list of wrestlers that got their releases. A whole laundry list.
This is all after y'all, you enraged, counted how many wrestlers were left, right?
Yeah.
Double A, what'd you just pour? You have a wine?
That was me.
Oh, what do you have, a surfer, a glass of wine?
Iced tea.
Okay.
So this is the list. James.
Is it Tetley? I'm sorry, go ahead, Double A.
James Storm's Loki, Magnus, Austin Aries, Mickey James, Gunner, Sam Shaw, Awesome Kong, and Taryn Terrell. All that's for the release.
Taryn Terrell? Whoa.
The champion?
Damn.
Yes.
Galloway's still there, right? He didn't ask his, did he?
Well.
He just got there, though.
He just got there, but
That's why she probably left. She don't want to be near him.
Once Mickey James left, that's probably why, I guess, Magnus was a given.
You know, did you hear me earlier? I was talking about how Magnus lost his match, and I'm like, he can't keep his woman safe. She need to go back to John Cena, because how you gonna let your woman get pushed off a train platform and you don't come out with the victory?
That shit spilled over the TV. John Cena fucked the shit out of Mickey James on numerous occasions, on and off screen, pretty much. And then next thing you know,
and loved every second of it too.
And she got treated like shit on the way out of the door. They call her Piggy James and everything else.
That probably was worth it for her too.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just because she was. When did he hook up with her? After Trish Stratus left? I mean,
probably like that. Yeah,
wasn't she messing with somebody else in it? Was she with Kenny Dome too?
Yeah,
that's probably why he don't like Cena.
Yeah.
Didn't she bone Batista too?
No, that was Melina.
Oh, okay. Well. No, she got into the fight with Batista, but got a can.
Man, this is...
You got any word on that Sunny sex tape?
Rage, you trying to catch disease.
Rage, it's a porno that has to be filmed.
Oh, okay, cool. All
right. You know, if you pay her enough, she'll do the sex tape with you.
Probably.
I will not. No. I value my life.
If anybody listening, donate to Rant EM Radio so we can get a sex tape with Rage and
No, I value my life, and it's not gonna. No.
And why am I clicking on this shit? Oh,
the last person I fuck will not be Sonny.
What did you look up, Lee?
I was just. They were showing like different shit. People find their food, and somebody. You're talking about mold in the Hot Pockets. Oh God.
Oh.
Anyways, I think. Oh. I think 2 hours and 45 minutes is, or an hour and 45 minutes is long enough.
All right, Rage, give the promos.
Well, this is Rant Entertainment Media. Got a good week of programming coming up. Tomorrow will be our last Monday show of Freaks, Neff, and Geeks before we head to our new time slot next week. It'll be Monday following Raw at 11:15 or whatever they decide to end.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tuesday would be the mother show, the Rant with Double A and Tony C. That'll be at 8:00. Wednesday is Turnbuckle Throwback.
Right there. Also on Tuesday at 11:00, we're gonna also have a doubleheader on Tuesday. It's not a doubleheader, but it is a doubleheader because we are gonna do a live taping of the Beast in the East pre-show.
Oh,
we'll be set to go, and we'll tape it live so everybody can hear it live when it happens.
And it
will rebroadcast 4:30 in the morning on Saturday. So there you go. Anyways, go ahead.
Okay. Wednesday is Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Dave Megapowers. That is Wednesday at 9:00.
No Megapowers, but it will be the third anniversary. No Megapowers,
but it will be the special third anniversary show. Something else should have happened on that third anniversary show.
I'll be there. Anyway.
You'll be there?
I'll be there.
Double A will be on Turnbuckle Throwbacks for their third anniversary show this Wednesday.
Looking forward to that.
Thursday is your doubleheader day with the Rexplex at 7:00 and Mofo Pootie and Doomsday with Rant and Rems. Rant and Wrestling at 9:00. Will Lex put out a new.
I don't know. I think we're gonna change the schedule a little bit, and just whenever Lex feels like doing a show, he'll let me know.
Lex feels like doing a show, it'll be on Fridays for the Lex podcast. Saturdays is the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan at 11:00, and Sundays is the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show with Surfer and Jordan Cobb. Happy birthday, by the way, Jordan. Sundays at 5:00. Sundays at 5:00. Surfer, plug your
why don't you do it? This is your job. It's your show.
Yeah, and it's your coverage.
Yeah, but so when I do my show, I plug everybody else's show like I'm supposed to.
Plug your coverage, please.
You see that, Double A? You see what happened?
He wants you to plug his hand. Know it, Surfer.
Between the 9th and the 12th, we'll be covering San Diego Comic-Con. July 9th through 12th. Thursday night will be at 11 p.m. or following Rant and Wrestling.
It'll be following Rant and Wrestling.
Yeah, I don't know how long this show's going to go, of course. And Friday and Saturday night will be at 9 p.m. And then we'll close everything out that Sunday, the 12th. At a special time, 7 p.m., we'll go with all the news coming out of Comic-Con.
It sounds like you had a problem doing that.
Because it's not my job.
Whatever, man. Whatever. Next time we bring you pay-per-view coverage will be for WWE Battleground on Sunday.
It won't be TNA coverage. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I think this is the last time Double A will tolerate TNA. it's been a TNA roast is what it's been.
I'm going to tell you something. I said it during the pre-show. I said that this will be the, you know, it's lucky that this is TNA's final pay-per-view, because otherwise...
If you heard Jeremy Borash, he was basically saying thanks for the memories and good night. Really?
He basically gave a farewell speech.
It was like watching a newscast, and when you know the media is going to hit us, and TV's going off the air for that last time. Before they know that world destruction is here.
All right, let me ask everybody a question real quick. Do y'all think that TNA will make it to Bound for Glory?
At least Bound for Glory. No, I don't.
Yeah, they're gonna do Bound for Glory. It's gonna be on TV. their contract is up in what? October, November?
No, September.
September. Okay.
Then they might not make
it to Bound for Glory then.
And their TV, the TV that they taped just right now, those episodes burn through mid-August, and then they're going to do tapings at the end of July, which should take them from mid-August through the end of September, maybe the beginning of October.
They should just tape all their pay-per-views and everything in one night for the rest of the year. Leave.
That's what they were doing. You got to remember, they went to the Impact Zone about a year ago, and they taped 6 months of pay-per-views.
They rented a room. They rented what they could get and just start taping shit. And then they had somebody edit it all together. Let's put this match in.
And the pay-per-views were airing every month. And even though the pay-per-views aired, let's say by the time the last pay-per-view got there, you know, this person had been gone from TNA for 3 months or 4 months, and this and that, or this person's injured, or whatever the case may be.
All right, Double A question. Does EC3 end as the last TNA champion, or do they unify the championship with Jeff Jarrett's promotion?
You know what? I don't know.
Last question.
I honestly think it'd be fitting that Jeff Jarrett is the last TNA champion, and you see him walking out of the Impact Zone, and then right when he gets to the door, he stops and looks to his right and reaches over and flicks the switch and then leaves.
That's cruddy. That is cruel. That's cruddy.
That's a low blow.
Well, did you see?
Originally, you said you saw Dixie Carter doing it.
She should never be on TV again. All right, one more.
It's gonna be like the last episode of Cheers, you know.
Wait, he just closed up shop.
And,
well, let me ask you this: Do you think that eventually WWE will acquire TNA, or that would be one company where footage will just be, it'll be done, it's done?
It's going to be like the Memphis Wrestling Library. It's like, you know, I really think Jerry Jarrett has a problem releasing his portion, and
his son. I don't think even one of them would do it.
And so I don't know.
I think the only reason why they would even want it is just so they could have it on the network.
Yeah. Oh,
which
boy.
Wouldn't give them much money. I mean, if it was, it'd be one thing if they were selling, you know, videos and you could ask for more money. But something going on the network, why did WWE need to pay a lot of money for that?
I'm curious what they asked Jerry Jarrett, and I'm curious what they asked them for USWA. How much they offered? I'm curious.
It wouldn't surprise me if it was a couple million dollars.
And for him to say no,
because look, WCW was on sale in 2001 for $67 million, and WWE bought it for $2 million or something like that.
Did USWA run any pay per views independently?
No, they didn't. But they were big time though. And then a lot of what happened, you got to remember that there was a period of time where the USWA and WWE were cross promoting, and there was a lot of people from the WWE on USWA programming.
Oh, yeah. Undertaker, Bret Hart, Owens, Savage.
Exactly. Even Vince. Remember, Vince cut a heel promo.
That's right. Well, did they have all the Smoky Mountain, right?
Yeah. They have that.
So all he needs is USWA, and he has everything?
He's missing a good portion still, but I mean, he has a fair amount. By the way, coming up, July 4th, the NWA launches their streaming service.
So, see, we were just talking about the NWA. Mm-hmm. Now, what can they show on it?
Anything that probably WWE doesn't own. I would figure like Portland, Hollywood wrestling, not championship wrestling. The stuff that from the 50s and 60s and
I don't see that going too. What about who has Georgia like all that?
WWE does.
Damn,
he did. Georgia would have been NWA / WCW, so.
Well, what's weird how all that worked. Vince came in, bought the time slot, and he essentially bought the promotion, sold it back to Jim Crockett Promotions, and eventually bought it back 10 years later, or however long it was. So. Vince actually owned Georgia twice.
And what about FCW?
He owns that because that was their own promotion.
I'm curious why they didn't put OVW, FCW, all that stuff on there, like the older stuff.
They only have the OVW footage during the time that they were
associated
with. Yeah, I know. I'm surprised they didn't put that on there.
I think there's some stuff that they have to license since OVW is still operating.
Then they got to pay Kenny Bolin. I'm just joking.
Yeah, pretty much. But anyways, what's going to happen with TNA? I don't know. I honestly don't know, but I think, you know, the lights need to be turned out and just you see.
So y'all think September is it?
Lee, how can you recover from this?
I don't see it either, but I mean, in the past, they've always seemed to find a way somehow.
Yeah, like, but what network is left? I mean...
No. Forget about television right now. How the hell do you recoup after you've got wrestlers leaving left and right? You've got, you know, you've got a pay-per-view that was just a train. You know, we've seen train wrecks that have ended up nicer. Train wreck that happened up in New York earlier in the year. That was a little bit more contained than this pay-per-view. It's really bad. I mean, I was, you know, while you guys were talking, I was on Twitter and I was just reading around and this and that, and I saw people, saying, you know, I can't wait for TNA Slammiversary, and they showed a picture, they showed the promotional poster for WCW Greed, and I was like, anybody who would post that obviously doesn't know, because there is no comparison whatsoever to the final days of WCW and TNA. None whatsoever. None.
Well, let me ask you this. Looking at their roster real quick, I know y'all did this before. So, is Tiger Ono still... They say he X-Division champion. Yeah. Is he still with the company?
I guess so. I don't see anything where he's...
I haven't seen this dude since... And Awesome Kong, is she gone? Didn't somebody say she was...
She wrapped up her business today.
All right, so Eddie Edwards and Kurt Angle, he's resigned, so he's definitely there. He probably go down with the ship, right?
Kurt Angle is now injured.
He's injured. He's going to have neck surgery.
Christy Hemme's leaving, right?
Christy Hemme put in her notice. Production people have put in their notice.
Taz, this is still... Shit. Oh, shit.
Taz has been gone.
Taz earlier.
Did you say production put in? Oh, holy shit. No,
there's been a lot of production people that have been putting in. People that have been with TNA since day one in the production staff. And they said, you know what? Screw this. And they're leaving.
Oh.
Listen. Oh, and you know that there was an article that came out earlier in the week. Remember I talked about how Don and Ron Harris are running the production team?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That so the story came out that of course production is not being paid again, and when they asked the Harris brothers what's the deal, they basically told them, hey, if you don't like it, there's the door.
Well, why is somebody like MVP sticking around who's not even under contract?
I'm sure MVP gets a paycheck on time and everything.
That's the thing. Like him and the Hardy, there's certain people they probably paying on time.
Right, because they know that the minute that check is late, they'll be on a plane back to Japan or wherever and doing whatever. But yeah, MVP, sure. I'm sure they are showering him with champagne.
Havoc is gone, right? And then
long gone.
Who is this person? But they still got her on the website. I don't know why they got a massive reign. I don't even know she's still with the company.
She was tweeting during Slammiversary.
And then who the hell is Rebel?
Rebel was part of the circus group, and now she's by herself, and she's teamed up with Brooke.
I think she's hurt also.
Well, is that why the dollhouse beat the shit out of her?
Probably.
And then man, what the hell is a man Drews? Oh, it's man Drews.
I have no idea.
Man Drews won the second season of British Man. Is that really his name, Man Drews?
Probably. Terrence Terrell. Listen, Terrence Terrell and Awesome Kong are denying the fact that they're leaving TNA, but then again, come on. It's just at this point.
See, I hate when people do that. They lie. They say, "Oh no, we're not leaving. We're not leaving." I don't know. That's a speculation. And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later,
they're gone.
They're gone.
You know, Gail Kim, she probably don't care because she, you know, got her husband's money, so she probably just do it for the hell of it.
This is ridiculous. This is really
easy. I mean, it's really
look at this. First, look at the new King of the Mountain Championship, that old-ass title. What'd you say, Double A?
It's just, how do you recover from this?
You don't. You throw a grenade in the locker room and just blow that shit up.
Pick up they the pieces. They go on Disney Channel. For what if Disney buys TNA?
Go across the street to the MGM studios, like WCW did, and tape their shows from there.
I'm telling you, Disney gonna buy them. And then you know what? They're gonna have EC3 and Kurt Angle all gonna be in Disney Xfinity 4.0. Right along there with Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and
EC3 is Mickey Mouse for the world title.
There you go.
Josh. Oh my god, we've got a new world champion, and his name is Mickey Mouse.
I need to see this guy. The thing with EC3 is I've probably seen a match he was in, and I'm pretty sure I've heard a promo, but he's one of those guys, he hasn't done anything memorable to me. And I've even heard people say they really entertained by him, or people say he sucks. Not anybody has ever said he's okay.
I've always used the analogy that if you were released from the WWE, there had to have been a reason.
Yep. I mean, did he even run? I know he was a tag partner.
He was a fixture on NXT. Before NXT.
With Fandango, right?
With Johnny Cage. Like yeah. No, this is before NXT had the revamp. But they were a fixture on NXT he was a fixture for a while.
Wait, too. Who are you talking about again?
EC3 when he was in the WWE. Okay. You know, he was a fixture on NXT.
And who was he on NXT? Because I don't remember.
Derek Bateman.
Oh, okay.
And he had the long hair and everything. And then he went to TNA, and that's when this EC3 started.
So he's been with TNA for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's just plain. I don't like him. He's just plain. There's nothing special about him.
You know, TNA...
I especially don't like him on the mic.
You know... We should look. Listen, the writing was on the wall when Sting walked away. Seriously,
no, yeah, I think it was more. I think it was
as loyal as he is. But yeah,
tell you something. There was a hot debate that happened on the air this past week. It'd be interesting to have that same debate, but replacing Dolph Ziggler with Ken Anderson.
Oh.
Would he drop me?
Oh God. But you know what? I'll say this. I will take Ken Anderson. I hate to say it, but I will take him over Colt. I don't see anything Colt.
I think that's a personal preference. I don't like Colt Cabana either, but that's more of a personal preference.
But. Yeah, I don't. Apparently he had a good episode where he was talking about Buddy and Nature Boy, but this last one, and I won't listen to his show anymore, and because he always brings up him and his time as Scotty Goldman, whatever, and apparently he mentions that he acknowledges the fact that he always complains about WWE, but yeah, he still does it. I'm just like, dude, it's like he came out with a podcast just so he can complain about how he didn't get his break or his chance in WWE.
He was there for 5 minutes.
He makes it seem like he was there forever.
Yeah. He's been complaining for 4 years.
Was he on the active roster? Or was he?
He was on the active roster.
Was he anybody you would remember? Or?
He had vignettes, I think. And
oh, really? Okay.
He wrestled a couple of times, and then they gave him some WWE.com thing at the end.
Oh, I see it. The Brian Kendrick versus Scotty Goldman, 2008. What's cracking with Scotty Goldman?
Oh, God.
A life of time. Fuck him. Umaga versus Scotty Goldman. He can kick rocks. What about, I don't know. I just never. That whole thing, Mr. And everybody was like, "Oh, it's the hottest thing on that." And I just never.
The thing was that he was tolerable in the WWE. Then he became insufferable in TNA.
I didn't even like him there. I just never. That whole gimmick thing was just stupid. That's like this Dalton Castle gimmick they got in ROH. And everybody's like, "Oh, his interest is amazing." To each their own, but it's just, it does nothing for me. It's like, whatever. I mean, I'm just not with the whole Dalton Castle thing.
So boring. Anderson used to be an actual announcer. So why did he give that up?
Wait, he was an announcer?
Yeah, that's what he did. He announced it at stadiums, you know, at the one of those basketball teams. You know, the PA announcements. That's where his whole gimmick comes from.
Okay. I take Sparky Plug over that gimmick.
He went to TNA and then he called everybody his assholes.
He thought he was Stone Cold. He come down there. And hi, he's a two-time champ. Ray and I were talking about that. Sting shouldn't have had it as many times he had it. Angle shouldn't have had it as many times. Mick Foley shouldn't have had it none of the times he had it. And the fact that Anderson had it twice, boy, you can Anderson. And then when he had it the one time, Divas Championship.
I don't like that belt, and I'm still looking for a replica of that belt.
Just want attention. That shit looks.
Well, you know, if you wait long enough, you might be able to buy the original.
That shit look like one of Surfer's blow up dolls.
Don't even go down that.
Surfer, that's funny you mention that, because you know I found a thing online of a guy who actually owns ring worn. Championship belts.
Mm-hmm. Really? Where is he?
Oh my God. He owns a lot of cool belts that have actually been used. Like,
does he own the torn up belt from Bob Backlund?
No, he's got the one that Mr. Perfect broke though.
Okay.
He's got the one that when he destroyed on Saturday Night's Main Event with a hammer. He's got that one. He's got the WCW tag team titles that were all messed up. With the missing plate and everything.
And he probably got them for, like, pennies. Because, I mean, when they know they're going to be used, they probably, you know, throw them in the trash. So
they're collector's items still. And, you know, he probably paid, I would think he paid good money for that. I mean, like, he's got belts in there that, like, damn. And you look at it, and yeah, they're beat up, they're used, and this and that, and... You know, but yeah, no. I'm sure somebody's got that Bob Backlund championship though. Surfer.
That was the hardcore title.
No, that's a myth, and it's been proven wrong. They had a belt specifically made for the hardcore title.
Okay.
Next time I'll be bringing pay-per-view coverage is Sunday, July 19th for WWE Battleground.
3 weeks from tonight.
Yep. Coverage will begin with the pre-show at 7 o'clock. Chat room will be open during the night, and we will end the night with the post-show at 11 o'clock.
It'll be better than this.
Of course, because Brock is on it. Brock is on it. Oh. I can't wait for that Beast in the East shit. I'm sorry. I can't wait for that shit.
Well,
and that, so Kofi was the only one they found that they trust they could put in the ring with.
I guess.
Like, he can run fast enough to not get hurt.
I guess. And that actually might be the main, the main event. Anyways.
All right, well.
I think that's it, guys. I think it's time to.
Yeah,
wrap it up, Ray, so we can go to bed. Shit, I'm tired.
Oh shit! Y'all started talking.
Well, you know, anyway. we had some itches that we needed to scratch, man.
Yeah, sure. Well, this concludes probably the worst broadcast of my career. So, I'd like to thank everybody for listening. Thank everyone who was in the chat room, all of the listeners, all of the callers for Lee, for AA, for Surfer, I'm Rage.
And by the way, just to let everybody know, it was June 15th, 2014 that we last did a TNA pay-per-view coverage. It was the last time we did it. I don't even know who hosted. Let me see. Hold on. I've seen hypothetically.
Oh, my God.
So I actually hosted it. I don't even remember doing it. Okay.
Shit, you did it just wow.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Go ahead, Rage.
Thank you all for coming out. We'll see you tomorrow for Freaking F and Geeks. Good night, everybody.
Papers.
Laters.
Oh, come on.
I know. What the hell is this shit?
Nah, man, this is necessary. This.
No. You know what he should have played?
No. This is necessary, man.
Shut up,
this
Reed. You should have played the theme from The Incredible Hulk, the TV show. Piano.
I could do that.